You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for February 1993. And I'm your jovial host, Fred Volby, here in the studios of Great Northern Broadcast Company with a look at the DX Audio Service for February. If you'd like to write to us concerning a comment or suggestion, or perhaps just to check up on your subscription, or perhaps renew or buy a subscription for one of your friends, you can write to us here at the DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031 in Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. And the telephone number here is area code 419-228-4199 between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Local Time, please. And if you wish to contact us on the computer bulletin board system, we're on FidoNet, and participate in the shortwave and broadcast, FCC, and Region 11 echoes, or you can contact us right here on our own local bulletin board system. It's FidoNet 23416, and the inward telephone number is area code 419-228-8227. And you can just drop a message in there to Fred Volby, V-O-B-B-E.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Three editions of the Switch come your way this month, starting with edition number 299. Call letter changes on 550 WKRC, Cincinnati, Ohio. I guess everybody in the world knows by now this station is being run by WLW. On the air, they're calling it WLW 550, but the actual call, since two stations can't have the same call, the actual call is WLWA. On 630, KHDL Opportunity Washington becomes KKPL. On 990, KKJZ Santa Barbara, California changing calls again, this time to KQSB. On 1110, WKEG Washington, Pennsylvania becomes WKZX. On 1230, KDZA Pueblo, Colorado changing to KPCC. And on 1360, WEBB Baltimore, Maryland becomes WHLP. Under grants on 540 WDMV, Pocomoke City, Maryland changes their city of license to Brinklow, Maryland. And in our otherness category on 920 WTCW, Whitesburg, Kentucky, this station is silent due to a fire. Actually, it would be more accurate to say they were silent due to an explosion. The station was located next to a bulk gasoline plant. A truck was filling with gasoline and ignited and literally blew up the station. The person that was in the station got out with their life and very lucky to do that. The FM station has returned to the air operating from a house trailer at the transmitter site, but they do not know when WTCW AM will be returning to the air. On 1080 WJOE, Port St. Joe, Florida, this station is silent. On 1110, we mentioned that WKZX, Washington, Pennsylvania, has new calls. They are also now back on the air. 1160 WMLD, East Point, Georgia. This was a construction permit for a new station that was never built. The FCC has canceled that construction permit, and the call letters have been deleted. While we're on 1160, let's visit WCXI Fenton, Michigan. This station went silent in November and will remain off the air until a sale is approved. On 1170, WJCC, Norfolk, Massachusetts, this silent station has also returned to the air. On 1230 KPCC Pueblo, Colorado, we told you about their new call. They are silent but are expected to return to the air by the end of this month with a business format. On 1500 KXVQ Pawhuska, Oklahoma, this station also silent due to a fire. And on 1530 KXTD Wagoner, Oklahoma, this station is back on the air. Once again, they're relaying the programming of WWLS on 640 in Norman. Moving on to somewhat of a benchmark, our 300th edition of AM Switch. In number 300 under call letter changes, we start on 700. KSUR, Soledad, California, becomes KQKE. On 960, KNEZ, Lompoc, California, changes to KCLL. 980, CHEX in Peterborough, Ontario, becomes CKRU. They call that Cruisin' 98 now. On 1130, WNEW New York, I guess everybody in the world knows this, their new call WBBR. On 1390, WNNY Charlotte, North Carolina becomes WLCM. 1400 WZKT Waynesboro, Virginia becomes WAYB. 1580 WBBR, that's the new call in New York City now at WNEW, so of course WBBR had to have a new call letter, and they have one. In Travelers Rest, South Carolina, they are now WDAB. And finally on 1600 KSSA, Cockrell Hills, Texas becomes KRVA. One application of interest on 830 WCRN, Cherry Valley, Massachusetts, would like to change their city of license to Worcester, Massachusetts. This is a new station, and we don't believe it's on the air yet. Under otherness on 710 CHYR in Leamington, Ontario, the new FM station on 96.7, which was to replace CHYR's AM operation on both 710 and 730, is now on the air, so the days of the AM are numbered if you have not logged this station on its unique split-frequency operation of 710 and 730. Better give it a try while you can. On 1010 WCNU, Crestview, Florida, up in the panhandle of Florida, no longer had this silent station returned to the air, then it became silent once again. On 1020 WPRJ, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, this new station is on the air. On 1030 WONQ, another new station on the air in Oviedo, Florida. They used to have the sequentially assigned call of WCAG, but they never actually used that on the air. They are now WONQ. That call coming from another Orlando area station. We mentioned that on the last edition. On 1040 KURS, San Diego, California, another new station is on the air. They also have a Spanish format. That's three new stations in a row. On 1230 WAYX, Waycross, Georgia, silent station back on the air. 1250 KHIL, Wilcox, Arizona, which went silent about a year ago, is now back on. Also on 1250 WKBR, Manchester, New Hampshire. This station went silent, then came back on the air for a while, relaying WWNH 1340, and has now gone silent once again. 1260 KGIL, San Fernando, California. This station is silent, but is expected to return by the end of next month once a new transmitter is installed. When that occurs, they will no longer originate their own programming. They will relay the programming from KJQI, the 540 station in Costa Mesa, California. 1370 KEEN, San Jose, California. This station is silent. They lost the lease on their transmitter land. They've been quoted in a local paper as saying they expect to return in mid-1993, probably with a new format. On 1430 WEMG, Knoxville, Tennessee, this silent station is now back on the air. They relay programming from the also recently returned to the air, WCGM, Maryville, Tennessee, on 1120, which also, by the way, is now relaying their programming on WATO 1290 in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. 1450 WWNT, Dothan, Alabama, this silent station is now back on the air. 1460 WPRW, Manassas, Virginia, has been off for at least a couple years, is set to come back offering a children's format, which will also be relayed on WNTR 1050 Silver Springs, Maryland, and WITH 1230 Baltimore, Maryland. 1470 WBUL, Shepherdsville, Kentucky, is back in the news again. 1 month they're on, the next month they're off, the next month they're back on again. Well, this month they're on, and now they are relaying WZCC, the 1570 station in New Albany, Indiana. 1490 WTUP, Tupelo, Mississippi. This silent station has returned to the air. And on 1550 WWBH, New Smyrna Beach, Florida, this station has gone silent. Finally, we move on to AM switch number 301, just one call letter change, and this has not even officially been released by the FCC yet. The FCC, like many government branches, takes a holiday between Christmas and New Year's, and that is now being reflected in the fact that very little information has come out since the beginning of the year. But this is a call letter change that has been confirmed by several people monitoring in the Philadelphia area on 560 WAEZ. Philadelphia appears to have changed call letters to WISH. Under grants to existing facilities, one of interest on 1210 WGSF, Arlington, Tennessee, new city of license. They're moving to Bartlett, Tennessee. Under otherness on 810, here's a log change. WSJC, McGee, Mississippi, shown in the latest NRC log as being a silent station. They have now come back on the air. On 1010, another log change. WCKW, Garyville, Louisiana. They had a construction permit to move their station to 1020 kilohertz and change their city of license to La Place, Louisiana. That construction permit has now been canceled. The station will remain on 1010 in Garyville. 1380 WKJV, Asheville, North Carolina. You may remember them better as WTOO, their former call. This station now relaying programming from WGCR, 720 station in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. 1390 WDOT, Burlington, Vermont, reported to be silent. And on 1450 KRBN, Red Lodge, Montana, this silent station is back on the air. And that wraps it up for this month. I'm Jerry Starr. I'll see you in about 30 days with another big pile of stuff from the broadcast band. Right now, Fred's going to go out and use his one good arm to crank the big satellite dish down toward the sunny state of Florida, where those of us who live in the north secretly hope it's just raining like crazy. Come in, John Bowker.
You know, that's a great report Jerry puts out every month. I always enjoy his personal asides. Bring more meaning to the lists of changes that he has on AM Switch, I think. You know, Jerry, it changes data into information. Isn't that what they say? Yeah. Well, anyway, hello again, everybody. Welcome to the Travelogue section of the DX Audio Service, and for you newcomers, this is the 10 or 15 minutes of the monthly cassette magazine where we take one of the 107 AM broadcast channels and try to learn a little about it. And we listen to recordings of the legal IDs from stations that are broadcasting on that channel, and the only way we get these legal ID recordings is to make them ourselves. I mean, you as well as us. So if you have any recordings of stations in your area, and you live in a remote area like San Diego, for instance, today we're going to be doing 1040 on the dial. I don't have the San Diego station at 1040. You know, shoot me. When we were in San Diego, there was no 1040 station. I'm sure of it. Well, anyway, this month we're going to be doing 1040. I know, Fred, we should have saved this for April because, after all, April 15th and the 1040 and all that, but we didn't. 1040 kilohertz. This has been a U.S. clear channel for many decades. Ever since the Havana Agreement that set the present scheme of radio allocations in the United States and for all the Western Hemisphere, for that matter. And those of you who have been recent to the hobby of DXing on the AM dial may not be realizing that right now, let's see, there are 15 active stations on this channel, according to the NRC log as amended. And by the way, I hope you keep your NRC log up every month when or every week now, when Jerry Starr's AM Switch column comes along. And read some of the other columns, too. You pick up all kinds of tidbits that help you keep the log up to date, such as, formats section, too. Tony Fitzherbert does such a nice job on that. But anyway, on mine, I think I'm reading there are 15 active stations. But do you know that just 11 years ago, 1992, there were only three stations on this channel in the United States, and one of those was in Hawaii. And the, yes, well, there was Ames, Iowa, and a small station, the religious format, in Dallas, Texas. We're going to hear both of those today. But it's interesting to me. And then it was just 10 years ago that two other stations came on, both with 10,000 watts, one in Everett, Pennsylvania, and one in Boynton Beach, the Gold Coast of Florida. And we're going to hear those stations today, too. So anyway, today, according to the log, as I say, we have 15 active stations on the dial, and we have most of them on tape. There are four or five applications for new stations or expanded facilities, and of course, we don't have those on tape. But in fact, one of the updates you could put in your NRC log, if you haven't already, is that the Everett, Pennsylvania, WSKE station, has moved from 1040 in the past year, I'm sure, to 1050 on the dial where it is today. Okay. Now, since we're talking about WSKE, it also happens that's our most northeastern U.S. station on this channel. And I know the logbooks show a station in Flemington, New Jersey, and that, of course, is northeast of Everett. And by the way, we always start in the northeast part of the country to keep things kind of in order. But let me tell you something about that station in Flemington. I drove through Flemington, and there is no AM station on the dial in Flemington, at least as of the end of September 1992. That's all I can tell you. I know it's in the NRC log. It's in all the other log books, the commercial logs, M Street Journal log. They have it all. It isn't on the air. I don't know what happened to that station, but then there are several others in New Jersey that show up in the logs that aren't on the air either, but we'll come to those one by one. So, anyway, we're in Everett, Pennsylvania, and why don't we start with that overmodulated thing? Well, it happens it was overmodulated the day we were there and recorded it. And this starts us off in the February 1993 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
You listen to the Trading Post every single day. This is WSKE AM and FM, Everett, Pennsylvania. News time is 11 o'clock, and we'll look at a wet weather forecast in just 5 minutes.
I'll bet it's wet. This time of year, it's wet and cold. Oh, boy. Well, let's see. What do you say we move onward and downward? I assume you're holding your map up and down. And we'll be going into things down in the Mountaineer State.
From the BBC News, I'm John Grime.
We'll be going there in just a moment anyway. That was from Everett, of course.
Love 1040, WAMN, Green Valley. Stand by for CBN News right here.
Ah, rather nice. And things remain rather mellow as we cross into Dixie. This is 1040 in the Winston-Salem Marketplace, but you'd never know it when you hear the announcer.
WSGH, the gospel giant of the Piedmont Triad, found at 1040 on the AM dial. Louisville, Stokesdale, Germantown, Oak Ridge, and Lexington.
Okay. Well, now indeed, we come to the Gold Coast of Florida, along the Atlantic seaboard, halfway from West Palm Beach down to Miami. And, well, we'll see what we got here at Boynton Beach.
From South Florida's number one black adult radio station, Foxy 1040.
The 10,000-watt giant, WWWIFX, Boynton Beach, West Palm Beach, Miami.
Nice voice, huh? Now, if we come across to the west coast of Florida on the Gulf Coast, this is what we hear. I love that beat. I really do.
The new Mix 96 is WMTX, FM and AM, Tampa Bay. The best mix of music and a greater variety.
Now, WMTX is a relative newcomer to the Bay Area, and going back a couple of 3 years, here's what we heard when we first came down here.
1040 WHBO, Pinellas Park, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, and Marvelous Marvin, Saturday night, all request oldie show.
Well, a hard-headed woman, soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began.
And that's why, in large measure, we started listening to WFLA. Oh, I tell them the way I see them. Oh, and say, the Marvelous Marvin, I wonder, a fellow named Jay Marvin used to be on WFLA, and I know he came here from some other station long before we moved to Florida, and he's now gone up to Milwaukee. So a few people in Milwaukee are picking up Jay Marvin in the evening up there. Well, he came from Tampa, and well, he was tough. He's a tough guy on the phone. Oh, don't fool around with him. What can I say? What do you say we move north again now from the Tampa Bay region? Dale Hamm, a long time ago, turned his loop toward Knoxville one day and caught this 10,000 water a long ways away.
With your hand in mine.
CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Marcia Shipley.
That's kind of a tough one, isn't it? That's WQBB in Powell, Tennessee. That's a suburb just to the west of Knoxville. Okay, what do you say we move now to the bluegrass state of our wonderful nation? And here is an announcer with the most ridiculous question I think I've ever heard in my whole life.
WOKT, Cannonsburg, Ashland, Huntington, Ironton.
Thank God it's Monday. Is that your feeling when it comes time to go back to work? Or are you looking forward to the next weekend?
Well, what can I say? Now, this next one, I wish I knew when it was recorded. And by that, I mean the day of the week. The recording was made in 1990. The reason I'm interested is because frequently on weekends, they will save money at radio stations by originating programs from out at the transmitter site, where frequently they have an engineer anyway. At least that used to be the case. A lot of them don't even do that anymore. But we found at WHWH in Princeton, whenever we originated with the lousy equipment we had out at the transmitter for emergency backup purposes, if we ever played tapes from out there, which we did occasionally, particularly after the New York Giants football game was over, I would be out at the transmitter, and all I would do is roll tapes from one end to the other. We found that the equipment out there would be full of hum through just plain overload demodulation of the 5,000-watt transmitter about 10 feet away. And I'm wondering if that might account for some of the noise that you're going to hear on this tape, because this station usually broadcasts a nice, clean signal, I can tell you.
The skin.
Oh,
that makes the difference. WJTP, North Ridgeville, Cleveland.
Okay. Well, now, dear friends, we come to the biggie on this channel as we head west. You ready for the biggie? You think you know what the biggie is, don't you? You're probably right. Here it is. You thought you knew what it was. Well, if you're not big into shortwave, you wouldn't realize that shortwave stations, almost every one of them uses what we would call a jingle. Well, they call it an interval signal. That was an interval signal from Radio Moscow. But now, let me assure you, you were tuned to 1040. You were in Riceland, Florida in 1990. And this is a rebroadcast from Cuba and of the Soviet foreign broadcasts. But now, the reason I'm playing it is, well, okay, it's a legitimate station, I guess, at 1040, if anything the Cubans do is legitimate. But now, listen after the next interval signal, and listen very closely to what you hear in the station in the background.
This is Moscow. Good evening, everybody. You are tuned to the North American service of Radio Moscow, broadcasting to the East Coast in the 13th...
Yeah, you notice he says broadcasting to the East Coast. Boy, I tell you, when they want to do something, they really do it right, don't they? But as you go closer to Des Moines, Iowa, after all, that is the only Class 1A 50,000-watt AM radio broadcast station in the northwestern hemisphere of this world. They do sound a little better when you get closer to them, such as this.
AccuWeather, award-winning news, Captain Jack traffic. When you need to know first, turn to 1040 WHO Radio, the news authority.
WHO,
it's 4 o'clock.
But this is my favorite from HO.
This is America. Coast to coast, border to border, and then some. WHO, Des Moines.
All right, well... We could go on with another dozen or more IDs that we have from WHO, but I tell you what, we're going to move now into Texas, because this is an odd station. It came on the air in 1946, right after World War II, so that means it's been around 45 or more years, and it was the first AM station to share 1040 with WHO. Up until that time, WHO was all alone on 1040. This station is still a daytimer, I guess you could imagine that, but it uses a non-directional antenna. So, of course, it's going to be a daytimer. They're going to, you know, that's no good. They recently received a pre-sunrise authority, I must tell you, 500 watts, and but they're still only a 1,000-watt station. And they do, as you'll hear, ID as covering the Dallas and Fort Worth Metroplex. But they're really only trying to serve one small part of it. It's got to be. It's a religious station. Well, we were there on several occasions, and this is what we taped.
It's no Saturday.
KGGR, Dallas, Fort Worth, the Metroplex.
It's time now for the Warren Chapel AME Church broadcast with your host, Reverend Albert Moore, Jr.
Okay, that's the newest call sign for this station. Going back several years, they had a slightly different sound and a different call sign.
From now on, I will tell you of new things, of hidden things unknown to you. And that's the good news from KPBC, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Okay, now we're going to take a giant step to the west and tune in one of the most trusted voices in all of America.
Border Crime Guide reporting Monday through Friday here on the CBS radio network.
You're set for news in the middle of the dial at 1040 KHVH Honolulu, home of Information Central.
KHVH 1040
All right, we're a long way from home. Time to come back home. What do you say we come back via the northern route? We'll make a stop in Vancouver, British Columbia.
How you doing? 1 minute before 8. Squill of Fortune coming up.
Yeah, and our tour this month ends in Montreal. Those Canadians have the best musical signatures.
With
voici nos informations internationales, nationales à CFZZ à Montréal.
So that's what we have for you this month at 1040. Next month, a very crowded channel, 1050.
And hello, everyone. Ken Honest Chuck here on the DX Audio Service. And for this edition, I'm going to give you a few of the stations from the National Pro Soccer League and some of the teams that do broadcast their games, like the Baltimore Blast on 600 WCAO, the Cleveland Crunch on 1300 WERE, Kansas City on 980, that's KMBZ, the Wichita Wings on 1480 KSEN, the Chicago Power on 95.9 WKKD in suburban Aurora, and the Milwaukee Wave on 1340 WLZR. The rest of the teams don't broadcast or they're in smaller markets. Anyway, I'll be talking to you again in the near future, probably with the baseball. I tried getting CBA information, but unfortunately it's almost impossible now. The Global Basketball Association folded up recently, but the CBA is running, but their information is very limited, and I'd rather do a better job than do none at all. And I'll talk to you again in the near future, and that's it for this time.
Boy, that brings back some memories from 1971, KLIF. It's time now for our Musings for Members column. These are the thoughts of the NRC members and do not necessarily reflect those of the editors, publishers, or the National Radio Club Incorporated. If you'd like to be on our Musings for Members column and pass along some information to the rest of us, first of all, you must be a National Radio Club DX Audio Service member and then give us a call. Area code 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day. And please keep it brief and to the point. Hi, who do we have on line number one?
Merry Christmas to all of you DX Audio Service subscribers and Happy New Year. Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts on Friday, December 18th. A few days ago, I found that on 1130 kilocycles and on 1560, we have a simulcast going on. WNEW is simulcasting, well actually, WNEW is simulcasting with WQEW, but according to what I've heard on the hour, they announce themselves as WBBR in New York, but right now they are simulcasting. Two 50,000 watt stations in New York City are simulcasting on the same band. I think it's a total waste. If anybody can tell me why that is, I would appreciate it, okay? Hey, happy holiday greetings to all of you on the DX Audio Service. Take care now.
Hello, Fred. I want to wish you well. I hope that your operation is a success. Today is the 19th of December, Saturday afternoon, and I hope that all the members of the audio service had a real nice holiday season. I'd like to talk to you about three stations. This is Pat Cassidy in Newcastle, Delaware. We have WDEL that changed their format. I believe it was September the 28th. They're now News Talk. We have two News Talk stations in the Wilmington market, WDEL 1150. Also, if it hasn't been reported, WANN Annapolis, Maryland is now Bay Country. And I just heard today, on the 19th of December, there is no longer any WEBB in Baltimore on 1360. It has become WHLP 1360. They're not a job hunting radio. That's their format, trying to get people jobs. Just thought you'd want to know all that, and I'll be talking to you again real soon. Bye-bye.
Mark Marino from Long Beach, California.
Don't let it be forgotten that once there was a spot for one brief shining moment that was known as KGIL.
KGIL, signed off 12 noon, December 24th. It's now simulcasting with its FM counterpart for a week and will go off for a couple of weeks and then be known as KJQI, and we hear it's going to be a 40s, 50s, and 60s satellite format. That's all I have for right now.
Hi, everyone. This is Doug Hunsinger calling from Newport News, Virginia, on vacation in December. Actually, today being the 27th, the day I make this message. Noted first on the 26th of December, WVAB in Virginia Beach, Virginia at 1550. On the air doing some testing. Yesterday they ran straight audio feeds of Business Radio Network with no station IDs, all of the BRN commercials intact. Switched in the middle of it to nostalgia formatted satellite music. And then went off the air abruptly. They were on a couple hours. Open carrier on today on the 27th, so assumingly, I don't know what format they'll be using, but they are testing, and maybe they'll come back on.
Hello, DXers. This is Victor Schmidt from Silver Spring, Maryland. It's December 28th. I just finished listening to my January tape. There is a station change in format and new call letters. The old station was WEBB 1360 in Baltimore. That station is no more. As of about 2 or 3 weeks ago, the new station now is WHLP 1360 in Baltimore. All jobs, all the time. If you're unemployed, you tune this station in, you hear nothing but jobs. All jobs, all the time. WHLP 1360 Baltimore.
This is Doug Hunsinger in Pittsburgh, PA, returning on the 27th of December to find 1150 WKPA, Washington, PA, returning to the air with their full-time gospel programming. At least that's what they say. I tried to pick them up this evening, and I can't find them on 1150. But in the daytime, they put in a quite good signal here. 1150 WKPA returned to the air with black gospel programming.
Well, hello, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh in Oakland here. I believe as of New Year's morning, 1370 KEEN San Jose is now silent. There was talk that they were going to relocate their transmitter site, and it was my understanding that they were going to simulcast with their FM, then sign off at a later date. So that would mean Keene and K-Bay would have easy music on, but apparently Keene has decided to sign off on apparently New Year's Day. I didn't get it on tape, although I had heard about it before and forgot. So there's just silence on 1370. I don't know when that's going to end, when Keene is going to relocate to a new transmitter site, and if they sign on, what new format they will be. But 1370 KEEN in San Jose is now silent.
Hi, this is Bob Rathbun from Lowell, Massachusetts. Two items to report. First of all, on January 4th, WLLH, Lowell, Massachusetts, 1400 on the dial, took a new format, music, memories, and more. Music of the last 4 or 5 decades. Secondly, and of more interest, 1170 on the dial, WJCC, Norfolk, Massachusetts, has begun broadcasting local discussion programs. They call themselves 1170 Discussion Radio. And like our Canadian friends, they do not give their call letters. At the top of the hour, they identify themselves as 1170 Discussion Radio for Norfolk County. The only time the call letters are given is at sign-on and sign-off, where they make note that they are licensed under the call WJCC. Nice of them, isn't it? That's it for now.
Hi, the X-Audio Service people. Jim Snowbarger from Marshallton, Iowa, 50158. About three things here. Number one, I've noticed the AM skip's really been lousy out here lately at night. We're hearing the locals on the local channels, 1230, 1240, that sort of thing. You hear the 1,000 waters in a radius of 100 miles, and normally you don't. I mean, sometimes they're even strong. Are you observing the same thing? Also, anybody hear the Mexican on 1620? I think I heard the call letters XERI. Does anybody know anything about that? How much power they're running and where they are? 1620. About the WMT test for the DX CPC committee, if you happen to be lucky enough to get this before the January 30th, 31st test, Saturday night, Sunday morning there. We're going to send two different kinds of IDs by Morse code, WMT1 for the single antenna array, WMT3 for the three-tower directional array. It has a fairly major null to the southeast, about 170 degrees. That's it, folks. Talk to you later.
Thank you very much, Jim, for that good information. Quick reminder to our DX Audio Service members, please do not give out the action line to anyone who is not a DX Audio Service or National Radio Club member. Recently, we had at least 15 calls from people either soliciting for information or trying to get ads on the DX Audio Service and muses, and they were not members. We're sorry, but we have to discard that information into the circular file. We cannot take it. If anyone needs to have any information concerning the DX Audio Service, or perhaps obtain a sample copy, please refer them to our headquarters at Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802. Hey, I got an idea. How about a contest? To get you out of the winter doldrums, we're going to have a contest here on the DX Audio Service called Jingle Jungle, and here's how it works. What I'm going to do is play two jingles from two different radio stations at the same time. What you've got to do is sort out the frequencies and the call signs for both AM radio stations. It's going to be a little tough. Now, I warn you, I'm going to give you an example, which is going to be easy, but it's going to be real tough when I do the real one, okay? Find out the frequencies and the call signs, write them down on a card or a letter, and send them to me here at the DX Audio Service. They must be received by no later than February 15th, 1993. What we'll do is we'll take all the correct entries, put them into a hat, and then I'll let Connie draw for one entry. That lucky person will receive a one-month extension to their DX Audio Service subscription. All the rest of the correct entries will get acknowledged, or else they'll get a kiss from the prize lady, which is none other than Ken Chatterton dressed up in Dolly Parton's outfit. Anyways, there'll be a great little contest, and if we have a lot of entries, we'll do it again. Okay, now, as I said, I'm going to give you a little example here of a jingle. First of all, I'm going to play the one jingle from WVON. And I think you recognize this this jingle here.
If you don't dig blues, you got a hole in your soul. WVON 1450.
Okay, now, if we take that same music track and use it on a different radio station, it might sound like this.
Big Papa, I'm going to treat you right. WKYC Radio 11.
Okay, but now here comes the tough part. If you take both jingles and play them at the same time, they sound like this.
If you don't dig blues, you got a hole in your soul. WKYC Radio 1450. Good some soul.
It's a little tough, isn't it? Okay, here we go. Here is the Jingle Jungle. Remember, you got to write down the frequency and the call sign for both AM radio stations. Get ready, get set, go.
Swell 70, WABC.
Okay, there you go. You have to give me the frequency and the call sign for each radio station. Write it down on a card or letter. Send it to me here at the DX Audio Service. Must be received by no later than February 15th, 1993. We'll draw for a correct entry. That's our Jingle Jungle. If we get enough people interested in doing the contest, we'll do another one on the next edition. And on our DX Audio Service action line, we have Wayne Heinen out in Colorado. How you doing, Wayne?
Pretty good there, Fred.
Yeah, we've got cold weather here, and I guess you got cold weather there.
Oh, yeah, it's been a high of about 23 degrees today, and nice and foggy and snowy, and not the typical sunny Colorado I'm used to, but they tell me it'll be in the 40s tomorrow, so.
Yeah, I hope we can get some better weather, and I understand you got about 9 CPC tests for us this time.
That's right.
Okay, why don't you run through them?
Starting off with the last day in January, we have WMT. 600 P.O. Box 2147, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52406. We'll conduct a DX test on Sunday morning, January 31st. We'll be from 01 to 0200 Eastern Time. The test will include voice and code IDs. Code IDs will identify the non-directional pattern as WMT1 and the directional pattern as WMT3. Calls will be appreciated at 1-800-332-5401. But all listeners who wish a verification must write to Mr. Rick Sellers, VP Operations and Programming, for a verification. This test was arranged by the NRC CPC with the assistance of Jim Snowbarger of the DXAS. Next, we have KOFI 1180, Kalispell, Montana. They'll conduct a test Monday morning, February 1, from 04 to 0500 Eastern Time. The test will include code IDs. All reports to Mr. Bill Roberts, announcer, at his home address of 130 10th Street East, Kalispell, Montana, 59901. This test by the IRCA CPC. Then on Friday morning, February 5th, we have a test from WMUS 1090, 3565 Green Street, Norton Shores, Michigan. That's N-O-R-T-O-N, Shores, Michigan, 49441. They're actually licensed to the city of Muskegon. We'll conduct a test on Friday, February 5th, from 04 to 0430 Eastern. The test will consist of Morse code IDs and country and western music. Our thanks and your report should go to Mr. Chris Roberts, VP of Engineering, and this test was arranged by the NRC CPC. Then we have WANM 1070, P.O. Box 10174, Tallahassee, Florida, 32303. They'll conduct a test Saturday morning, February 6th, from midnight to 0030 Eastern. Power will be 10 kilowatts non-directional. Reports go to Mr. Charles Kinney, K-I-N-N-E-Y, Chief Engineer. This was an IRCA CPC test. Next, we have KLEE 1480, 212 East Main Street, Ottumwa, Iowa, 52501. And they'll be testing on Sunday morning, February 7th, from 01 to 0200 Eastern Time with 500 watts non-directional. The program will consist of 1 kilohertz tones, voice, and code IDs. The reports go to Mr. Bill Bishop, Program Director. This test was also arranged by the NRC with the help of Mr. Jim Snowbarger of the DXAS. Then we have KAAM 1310. Their address, P.O. Box 870183, Dallas, Texas, 75287. They'll be testing on Monday morning, February 8th, from 02 to 0400 Eastern. The test will include code IDs. Reports to Mr. Hugh at H-U-E Beavers, Chief Engineer. That's an IRCA test. Then we have WWCC 1590, P.O. Box 1104, Honesdale, Pennsylvania. I'll spell that H-O-N-E-S-D-A-L-E. Their zip 18431 will conduct a test from midnight to 0030 Eastern Time using 500 watts from midnight to 0015 and 2500 watts from 0015 to 0030. Reception reports to John Duda, D-U-D-A, Chief Engineer. That test from the IRCA. Then we have KVOX 1280, P.O. Box 97, Moorhead, and I'll spell that M-O-O-R-H-E-A-D, Minnesota, 56561. They'll be conducting a test on Saturday morning, February 13th, from 0300 to 0310 Eastern. The test will include Morse code IDs. Reports go to Mr. Art Walker, Operations Manager, and the test was arranged by the IRCA CPC. And then finally, WERK 990, 8510 State Road Number 3, Muncie in the Indiana 47302 will conduct a DX test on Saturday morning, February 13th from 04 to 0430 Eastern Time. The test will consist of polka music, voice, and Morse code IDs. Our thanks and your reception reports to Mr. Bill Patterson, engineer. This test was arranged by the National Radio Club CPC. And there you have it for the month of February.
Okay, thanks, Wayne. And let's trot over to part two of the DX Audio Service for February 1993 and Phil Wayne.